teachers across Arizona are continuing the process today of deciding whether or not to go on strike in search of higher pay for themselves and increased funding for schools more generally. Governor Ducey's recent proposal to bump salaries by 20% over 3 years has caused some teachers to more seriously consider whether a strike would make sense and be effective. Earlier this morning, I spoke with middle school teacher Jonathan Perrone. He's been involved in the Red for Ed effort in his district. I started by asking him for his assessment of which way teachers may be leaning on a possible strike.
So I think there's been quite a bit of mixed feelings about this from the beginning. I mean, I think the honest truth is teachers don't want to be out of their classrooms. They don't want to have to go for a sick out or a walk out or anything of that sort. However, we also feel that the educational conditions in Arizona require that things be improved. And the governor's proposal on Friday certainly raised a number of questions, primarily where the money was going to come from. But without new funding coming into the equation, it doesn't seem likely that this will be a viable solution. And honestly, it doesn't actually take care of a number of the other concerns that we had about per-pupil funding, about support staff funding, and those other issues. So I think people are still very much on board with the idea of showing that we're not happy with this option, that we're willing to go for a sick out or a walk out if it becomes necessary. But at the end of the day, we want to be in our classrooms with our students. That's why we do this job.
How much more complicated does it make it, though, even if people are basically looking more at the headline aspect of this, that Governor Ducey has proposed something that could, we think, raise teacher salaries by close to 20% or so over the course of a longer period of time. So even with the elements you're talking about, whether it's per pupil funding or other employees of schools, is there a risk, because he actually has taken this action, to then move forward? And I'm not totally talking about PR, I don't mean that, but in terms of, does that potentially put teachers in a tough bind, where if the governor had decided, okay, forget it, I'm not offering you anything, the decision would seemingly be a lot clearer?
Yes, that's absolutely true. I think we've known from the very beginning that any sort of contested issue like this is primarily about information. And we found just being out and talking to people in the public, even family members and people who are close to us, that they don't necessarily understand the situation with education in Arizona, that we are in the bottom five by every metric of spending, and that this proposal seems like it answers what was in the headlines. Teachers ask for 20%, governor's offering 20%, this is over, it's a win, let's move on. And I certainly think that is a factor, and so we have to be very careful that our primary goal here is to get our information out to the public and to take care of our students. And I think if we stick to those two messages, then in the long term, we'll see even better improvements for education.
What lessons do you think can be learned from what has happened in Oklahoma?
We've been keeping an eye on all these other states that are dealing with similar issues to us. And I think the idea that, you know, an offer was made that in very similar fashion was not what the teachers had originally asked for, and the decision was made to then go into a full strike, I think that's something that we do need to pay attention to, and we need to be aware that an unsuccessful action of that sort may do more harm than good to our cause. At the same time, we also have to be willing to take those steps in order to show that our schools need better funding. And so I think it's just a matter of balancing those two decisions. The people in our community and our other liaisons and other teachers, you know, they're feeling that too. And many of them are in support of saying, you know, let's do a single day sick out or walk out. Let's indicate that we're unhappy with this proposal, but then let's show that we're willing to go back into our classrooms and take care of our students.
Well, how likely do you think an incremental decision like that is? I mean, does it make the most sense to you personally to make a clear statement without it being potentially having far-reaching implications that could turn negative?
That's been my personal position on the issue. I mean, I'm definitely united with my fellow teachers, and whatever decision is made as a whole is where we'll move forward. But to me, it makes sense to do a single day of action. I think it's important for the public to understand we have spent weeks preparing for this possibility. We've been looking into making sure our students have a safe place to go if schools are closed, or having district staff sent out to schools to help run them while teachers are at the Capitol. It's also important to remember that some of our students eat two of their only meals at school each day, and it's important for our cafeterias to be open or for food to be available. So we've been in touch with district personnel. We've been in touch with local faith partners, with local businesses, to make sure that if we take an action, that our first priority is and always will be our students, and that they're taken care of.
Jonathan, do you think there's going to be a strike this time around? more than a one day that you just talked about?
I think right now that will depend a lot on how the voting goes over the next few days in terms of where teachers fall. You know, my personal opinion on it is that a long-term strike is probably not going to be fruitful in the near future, in this short term, being that we're moving out of April and into May. We have 5 or 6 weeks of school left in total, and there are a lot of events going on, and parents and teachers are concerned about conflicts and those sorts of things. And I think the leadership of the Arizona Educators United are aware of these things, and they're looking very closely about overall support and then actually individual support from districts and different issues with testing in April and then promotion and graduation ceremonies in May. And so I think it's going to be a difficult part of the year to navigate through. So I think that a single day of action is a more likely course. But then we could see an overwhelming, support for a longer term of action, and we move in that direction.
Jonathan Perrone is a middle school teacher. He's been very involved in the Red for Ed on behalf of his district. Jonathan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.